Raise your right hand, ma'am. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give in this proceeding is the truth and nothing but the truth? Thank you. Please be seated and pull the microphone close.
Ms. Gudrunwith, good morning. Could you state your full name and business title for the record, please?
Microphone.
Luann S. Gudrunwith, Senior Vice President for Shared Services and the Chief Human Resource Officer. My address is 6801 Industrial Road, Springfield, Virginia, 22151.
And by whom are you employed?
Washington Gas.
Do you have with you this morning a copy of the direct testimony which you filed in written form in this proceeding?
I do.
Does that direct testimony consist of 9 pages of narrative text in the form of questions and answers?
It does.
Was your direct testimony prepared by you or under your direct supervision and control?
Yes.
Do you have any corrections or changes to make to your testimony at this point?
Not to my testimony.
Were there any exhibits associated with your direct testimony?
No.
Your Honor, this has been preliminarily marked as Washington Gas Exhibit F as in Foxtrot, and we would ask that it be so marked for the record.
So marked.
Ms. Gudrunwith, do you adopt this testimony as your own in this case?
I do.
The witness is available for cross-examination.
People's counsel.
Good morning, Ms. Gudrunwith. My name is Anjali Patel, and I'll be asking you some questions on behalf of the Office of People's Counsel.
Good morning.
Turn to page 3 of your testimony. You explain at lines 14 to 16 that the company compensates officers and employees through a combination of base salary, short-term, and long-term compensation plans. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the board approves of the details of these compensation plans. Is that correct?
Yes.
The board is for the holding company?
It's the same board. For Washington Gas and WGL Holdings.
And does the board also set the target level of payout out for the individual employees eligible for these plans?
They specifically approve for company officers.
And who sets the levels? If they are approving it, who is the party that is setting the levels?
Are you drawing a distinction between setting them and approving them?
Is there a distinction between setting and approving? Do they both set and approve the levels, or is there another party that prepares the levels and gives it to them for approval?
They do have input from the CEO as a part of that process.
Is there a recommendation to the board? You said that they have input from the CEO. Does the CEO provide a recommendation to the board of these target level of payouts?
For the officers?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And who prepares the recommendation?
The board has a compensation consultant who conducts a market study.
That compensation consultant, they're a third party who prepares the market, who conducts the market study, or is that prepared in-house?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Please turn to page 4 of your testimony.
Correct. That's my answer.
At lines 10 to 12, you state that all employees, including executives and union employees, are eligible for short-term compensation. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, now please turn to pre-marked OPC Cross Exhibit 46, which is Washington Gas's response to OPC DR25.
Would you be so kind as to repeat the exhibit number for us?
It is pre-marked OPC Cross Exhibit 46.
I'm not sure that I have that in front of me. at least the tab number is 45, then it goes to 48.
Someone supply the witness with the exhibit, please. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Your Honor, we would like this to be marked as OPC Exhibit 1.
So marked.
You were the sponsor of the top portion of this exhibit, is that correct?
That's correct.
And if I asked you the same question today, would your response be the same?
Yes.
This states that in 2015, 1,272 employees were eligible to receive short-term compensation. Is that correct?
That's what it says, yes.
Are the years on the left-hand column, is that by fiscal year or calendar year?
Would be fiscal.